Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Based on the last 15 minutes of testimony yesterday in federal court in the James Whitey Bulger trial, today will likely be filled with fireworks and insight into Boston's criminal underworld. Convicted multi-murderer Stephen Flemmie returns to the stand today for a second day. He was a partner in what the defense admits was Bulger's criminal enterprise. In his first appearance, Flemmie quickly contradicted Bulger's claim he was never an FBI informant. WBUR's David Boeri picks up the story from there.
It was during morning recess, while the jurors were out, that the jingling sound of shackles announced the arrival of Stephen Flemmie through a side door and into the courtroom. Bulger took no notice. Marshals escorted Flemmie to the raised platform of the witness stand, 10 feet away and up from Bulger. Flemmie looked down. His face was open, and he seemed surprised that Bulger took no notice. Together they'd made what Bulger's attorney says were millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. They'd socialized together, and as Flemmie's testified before, they'd killed lots of people and terrorized even more together. Bulger looked every which way but to the right, as if his neck were stiff. Resigned that the old, pale, shriveled defendant wasn't going to take notice of him, Flemmie then hitched his belt, put his hands in his pockets, and gazed upon Bulger as a man at a zoo might behold an animal in its enclosure. He looked, observed, pondered, and stared for long minutes. I recalled what Flemmie's son, William St. Croix, told me back in May when I talked to him about the father he calls evil and the guy he called Uncle Jimmy.
It's interesting how both Bulger and your father wanted to be thought of.
And still want to be thought of.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's going to come down to when my father gets up on that stand and he's going to say that Jimmy Bulger killed Debbie Davis. And, of course, Bulger's going to say that my father committed those murders. Yeah, they're cut from the same cloth.
They had not seen each other since the end of 1994, the week Bulger went on the lam and Flemmie didn't. Now they were back together, and Flemmie was here to bury him. There wasn't much time left in the court session when Flemmie took the stand. So the prosecutor, Fred Wyshak, put the Korean War vet into parade formation and marched. "Do you know a man named James Bulger?" Wyshak asked. "Yes, he's right there at the table," Flemmie answered. Quickly moving Flemmie into firing position, Wyshak asked, "Were you an FBI informant?" "Yes," came the simple response, although it could have been, "Yes, sir." The cannons were primed. "Was Whitey Bulger an FBI informant?" "Yes," replied Flemmie, and the first cannon fired. Bulger now looked up at his former partner. Bulger has insisted, asserted, proclaimed that he wasn't an informant, sometimes in hissing outbursts of profanity. But Flemmie told Wyshak that Bulger even arranged for him to meet two FBI agents in the mid-1970s to bring him into the fold as a fellow informant. Up went the smoke of another round of artillery. Flemmie said he and Bulger met with their handler, John Connolly, numerous times over the years. "How many?" Flemmie. "Hundreds of times. I was with him when he gave the FBI information." Flemmie had only begun when Judge Denise Casper announced the time was up for the day and sent jurors home with the sound of cannon fire in their ears. The partner, who was once dubbed Stephen the Rifleman Flemmie, had turned his mouth into a machine gun. Bulger stared at him as the jurors left. Flemmie's lips started moving rapidly. Bulger was hissing something back, and from across the room we noted the shape of an F-bomb on Flemmie's lips before he pronounced the one word we could hear. "Really?" Flemmie's son, William St. Croix, who knew both men and their world well, is objective to the extent that he calls his father depraved. In May, he told me,
"I've never heard my father speak ill of Jim Bulger. I mean, he was very respectful of Jimmy. He had many opportunities if he wanted to kill Jim Bulger. He had many opportunities, and he didn't."
But here in courtroom 11, he's killing him now. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.